Namanda, Bhutsunamanda, 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 Bhutsunamanda.
Please join me in Gassho. Gassho onegai shimasu. Master Honen said, "My Shinjin has been given by Amida. So has that of Zen Shinbo, Shindan. Therefore, they are one and the same. A person with different Shinjin will surely not go to the Pure Land to which I will go." Honen Shonin ga Osei ni narimashita. Kono Genku no Shinjin mo 如来からいただいた信心です。全信坊、親鸞聖人の信心も如来よりいただかれた信心です。だから全く同じ信心なのです。別の信心をいただいておられる人は、この元空が往生する浄土には、まさか往生なさることは、 ありますまい to nammandavutsu 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 nammandavutsu. Good morning, everyone. Minasan ohayou gozaimasu. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. This is our last Dharma School service for the month of January. January is a very special month here at our Buddhist temple. And who can tell me the major service that we had earlier this month? Does anyone remember that major service? Yeah, do you remember, Haley? Ho'onko, that's right. And what is Ho'onko about? Anybody know? I think Genki knows, right? It's a memorial service for Shinran Shonin. That's right. So this is our most important service in the Jodo Shinshu calendar. It's our memorial service for Shinran Shonin. Now, we have many different memorial services that we observe for people we know and people we love, people we're close to. And these services are a time to remember their lives and reflect upon the ways that their lives continue to provide us with inspiration and guidance. And so this month, we've been thinking and talking about Shinran Shonin's life. And we've been talking particularly about his early life between the ages of 9 and 29 years old. So who can tell me what Shinran was doing between the ages of 9 and 29? Yeah, Haley?
He was studying in a monastery.
In a monastery, that's right. He was studying in a monastery. And does anyone remember where that monastery was? It was on a mountain named Mount. Yeah, Phoebe, do you remember?
Mount Hiei.
Mount Hiei, that's right. Mount Hiei, just outside Kyoto. And while he was there, he was focusing on three important things. There were three important parts of life as a monk on Mount Hiei. Does anyone remember one of those three important things? One was rules, right? The monastic rules, the rules of conduct. The other one was concentration, and then wisdom. So the conduct, the rules, the concentration, and wisdom. So earlier this month, we talked about the rules that all Buddhists try to live by. Can anyone tell me one of those rules that Buddhists try to live by? Just one. Yeah, Haley?
No killing.
No killing for pleasure, right? And monks would not try not to kill at all. Right? Does anyone remember one more? Any other ones? No? I'll refresh your memory. So no killing for enjoyment, no stealing, no foolish romantic relationships, no lying, no selling alcohol, no gossiping about other people's faults, no praising oneself and putting others down, no refusing to share, no holding grudges and not accepting apologies, and no disrespecting the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, right? So these are ideals that we all try to live by as Buddhists, right? And Shinran, when he was a monk, he worked very hard to observe these very strictly, right? So there was one other thing we talked about. We talked about his concentration. We talked about that last week. Do you remember what kind of special things Shinran did. Do you remember what kind of monk he was on Mount Hiei? He had a special title. He was called a Doso. A Doso. Doso means a hall monk. A hall monk. So he spent a lot of time in a certain temple at a place called Yokawa on Mount Hiei. Do you remember what he was doing while he was in that temple? He was walking, that's right. He was walking. He did a practice of continuous walking for how many days? Does anyone remember? What was that, Sarah? You're close. 90, that's right, Nina. He was walking for 90 days, continuous walking. While he was walking, there are three things, three kinds of karma. You're walking, you're speaking, and you're thinking. So walking, he was walking, his activity, so he was walking and he was circumambulating, he was walking around the statue of the Buddha with his left shoulder facing the Buddha, or his right shoulder facing the Buddha, walking around, and what was he doing with his mouth? He was saying something that we say all the time. Yeah, Vivi? Namo Amida Butsu, he was walking, saying Namo Amida Butsu, and what was he thinking about? He was walking around the Buddha. He was saying the name of the Buddha. He was thinking about the Buddha, Amida Buddha. That's right. So all of his activity was focused on the Buddha. And he would only stop for three things. Do you remember what those were? Go to the bathroom.
Eating
and?
Resting.
No, not resting. Two, take a shower, get cleaned up. And keep on walking, right? So for 90 days, it's miraculous. Could you do it?
No.
I couldn't do it. You'd fall asleep. But if you're walking and you're talking, you might be able to stay awake for a little while, right? So he became very strong, right? He became very strong, and he did this. And by doing this, did he become enlightened? No, he didn't. He didn't. So then where did he go? He went to a temple called Dokkakudo, Dokkakudo, and he spent, do you remember how long he was going to spend at Dokkakudo? He was going to spend 100 days there, but what happened on the night, the 95th night that he was there? Yeah, do you remember, Sarah? He fell asleep, and what happened while he was sleeping? He had a dream. Do you remember who he saw in that dream? He saw Prince Shotoku. Right, he saw who was also Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva, and he saw them. And do you remember what Prince Shotoku gave him a message? Do you remember what that message was? No, he told him, if you're going to get married, that I will become your wife and I will guide you to the world of enlightenment. And then Shinran knew after he had that vision, after he had that dream, that he had to go see someone. Do you remember who that was he went to go see? I read one of his comments at the beginning of my talk today. It was a teacher named Honen Shonin. Honen Shonin. So Shinran, when he was at Mount Hiei, when he was doing these difficult practices, it was very important to have a good teacher as your guide when he was doing this 90 days of walking, right? That was the teacher he was looking to. And then when he was in Dokkakudo Temple, his teacher was Prince Shotoku, Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva. And so, when he left Mount Hiei, when he left the Dokkakudo Temple, he said, I'm going to spend 100 days with Honen Shonin, and he is going to be my teacher. And all of these practices, all of these things Shinran was trying to do, were in order to attain wisdom. He wanted to become wise. So he said, I will spend some time with Honen Shonin, and I will hopefully, he will be able to teach me how to be wise. And so when he got to Honen Shonin's place, after he'd had this kind of crazy dream, because he was a monk. Remember those rules? Monks aren't supposed to have any romantic relationships. That means they're not supposed to get married at all. And here, he has this vision where Prince Shotoku tells him, if you get married, then I will be your wife. What to make of this, right? It seemed kind of unusual. So he went and he spoke with Honen Shonin, and he heard Honen's teachings. And Honen told him something very interesting. Honen said, the most important thing is to live in a way that you say Namo Amida Butsu all day long, that you live saying Namo Amida Butsu out of gratitude for the Buddha. He said, if it's easier for you to say Namo Amida Butsu when you're married, then you should get married. If it's easier for you to say Namo Amida Butsu as a monk living by these strict rules, then you should be a monk and live by those strict rules. If it's easier for you to travel around from place to place saying Namo Amida Butsu, then you should travel around. But if traveling around makes it harder to say Namo Amida Butsu, you should stay in one place. He said, everything about your life should be making it easier for you to say Namo Amida Butsu. Everything about your life should be helping you to appreciate the Buddha's wisdom and compassion more and more. Right? So Shinran, when he heard this teaching, he thought, this is the teaching I've been looking for. This is the wonderful teaching of the Nembutsu. Honen Shonin also said that he explained why the Nembutsu is so wonderful. He said, the Nembutsu is wonderful because the Nembutsu shows the Buddha's wish for all of us to be happy. So the Buddha wants to make it easier for everyone to be happy. He wants to make it easier for everybody to live peaceful, harmonious, tranquil lives, being kind to one another. And so he said there are many different kinds of practices. He said, for example, some people build stupas. You know what a stupa is? It's like a temple. It's a special place where people can go to show their appreciation to the Buddha. It's like a temple, right? So do you think it's easy to build a temple? No, what do you need to build a temple? If you wanted to build a temple, what are some things you would need? If you wanted to build this temple, what would you need? Wood, right? What else would you need? Cement, right? So if you wanted to get wood and cement, what would you need? Money, right? Or a chainsaw, right? But so you'd need all of these things. And so if you wanted to build a whole temple, especially here in San Mateo, if you wanted to buy some land to build a temple, you'd probably need a lot of money, right? If anybody has that much money, the BCA is looking for donors, right? I don't have that much money, right? So I can't build a temple all by myself. And so Honen, he recognized this. He says, the number of people who have enough money to build a temple all by themselves are very few. The number of people who don't have enough money are very many. So surely, building temples is not the way to realize enlightenment in accordance with the Buddha's vow. Okay? How about reading the sutras? Reading the sutras, right? The sutras are all written in very old Chinese, right? Very old classical Chinese. Very difficult. Even people who grow up in China and are educated in China, it's very difficult for them to read the sutras. How many people here can read classical Chinese? Right? How many people don't know how to read classical Chinese here? See a lot of hands going up, right? So what do you think? Which of these activities, being able to read the sutras in classical Chinese, which one do you think expresses the Buddha's wish for all beings? Being able to read classical Chinese or not? Not, right? So there must be something that people can do, right? That everybody can do. Okay, one more example. The 90-day retreat, 90 days of continuous walking and chanting and thinking on the Buddha, right? How many people think they could do that? Not me. How many people think that's too hard? Right. Okay, so which one of these do you think corresponds with the Buddha's vow? Something having to walk for 90 days or something else? Something else, right? How about Namo Amida Butsu? How many people can say Namo Amida Butsu? Right? How many people can't say Namo Amida Butsu? Even if you don't have the power of speech, even if you don't have the power of hearing or seeing, Namo Amida Butsu is a feeling of gratitude in your heart. Anybody can have that feeling of gratitude for kindness in their heart. What do you think? Do you think this might be the thing that corresponds? This might be the thing that expresses the Buddha's wish for all of us to become enlightened? Honen thought it was. And Shinran, when he heard this, he says, yeah, that's right. Namo Amida Butsu was given to us by the Buddha as our path for all of us to become enlightened. And so Namo Amida Butsu, is Namo Amida Butsu from Honen? What do you think? From Honen or from the Buddha? It's from the Buddha, right? So Honen said that Namo Amida Butsu, this is the wisdom of the Buddha that you receive directly from the Buddha. You get it directly from the Buddha. And so one day, Shinran, after he heard this teaching, he thought, this is wonderful. I have the same appreciation, the same feeling of gratitude that Honen does. And because I have the same feeling of gratitude, I'll be able to be born in the same Pure Land, the same world of enlightenment. I'm going to the same place that Honen's going. I'm going to receive the same enlightenment that Honen will. Honen's other disciples said, don't you think you're being a little presumptuous? Don't you think you're getting a little too big for your britches? Right? Are you trying to say that you're equal with Honen? Right? So think about it. For those of you who go to school or have a teacher, who do you think knows more, you or your teacher? Your teacher, right? If you start to think you know more than your teachers, then you're in big trouble, right? And so people were saying, Shinran is going around saying he knows as much as his teacher. And Shinran says, no, that's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is I have the same feeling of gratitude as my teacher, and I'm going to receive the same benefit that my teacher will receive. And so they argued back and forth about this. No, you think you're as good as Honen. You think you're as smart as Honen. No. If we're talking about smarts, if we're talking about knowledge of the sutras, surely Honen is the most superior. However, if we're talking about the feeling of gratitude, then we're the same. So eventually, they said, let's settle this. And they called Honen in. They said, Honen, which is it? Which is it? Shinran is wrong, right? And Honen said, the feeling of gratitude comes from the Buddha, comes from Amida Buddha. So we all receive the exact same feeling of gratitude from the Buddha. Doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. Doesn't matter if you get good grades or not. Doesn't matter if you're always nice to your siblings or if you fight sometimes. The most important thing is that you receive the same gratitude from the Buddha. And everybody who receives the same feeling of gratitude from Amida Buddha that I receive, all of those people are going to go to the same Pure Land, the same world of enlightenment that I'm going to. Right? So surely Shinran and I are going to this same world. We're receiving the same wisdom of the Buddha. So Shinran, he had been looking in all different places for wisdom. And finally he found it with Honen. But was it Honen's wisdom that he found? No, it was the Buddha's wisdom. Right? So in our Nembutsu tradition, we turn our minds to the Buddha. We always look to the Buddha for wisdom. And in the Nembutsu, in saying Namo Amida Butsu, we hear the voice of the Buddha and we receive the wisdom of the Buddha. So Shinran, he spent his whole life searching up until the age of 29 when he left the monastery. And finally he found what he'd been looking for. Not in the following the difficult rules, not in the difficult practices, but in the entrusting in Amida Buddha, in the Nembutsu that he received from Amida Buddha. And in these, in the Nembutsu, the practice of discipline, the concentration, the wisdom were all perfected. Perfected not by Shinran, but by the Buddha. And so in Namo Amida Butsu, we receive this perfect, wonderful Buddhist practice. So that's what we think about this month when we celebrate Shinran. And that's why it's so important to us. Because just as Shinran received this teaching from Honen, this teaching of entrusting in the Buddha, we receive it from Shinran. And it's a wonderful teaching because just as we are, without having to accomplish anything special, we're able to realize the wisdom of the Buddha in Namo Amida Butsu, receiving it, not creating it for ourselves, but receiving it by entrusting in the Buddha. So this is the wonderful teaching of the Nembutsu, the entrusting of Amida Buddha and the primal vow. And so it's wonderful that we're able to gather each Sunday to come here to hear this teaching. And this time of January is a wonderful time for thinking of this teaching of the Nembutsu. So in conclusion, I'd like to once again read these words of Honen Shonin. And these are words received joyfully by Shinran Shonin. Please join me in Gassho. My Shinjin has been given by Amida. My feeling of joyful entrusting has been given by Amida. So has that of Zen Chimbo, Shinran. Therefore, they are one and the same. A person with a different Shinjin will surely not go to the Pure Land to which I go.
Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.